it's expensive to be sick. And people always complain about how expensive it is to be healthy and to eat healthy food and all of that. I would argue that it's a lot more expensive to be sick. And, you know, I think the cost is much greater too than just financial. I think you're missing out on memories and adventures and all of those things, you know, too, by being sick.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Nourished and Thriving Show. I'm your host, Katie Luffett. I'm a registered dietitian on a mission to help you increase your impact and legacy on the world while healing your gut and reducing your IBS symptoms. I'm so grateful to have you here. Each week, I'll inspire you to live vibrantly and provide valuable resources and information that empowers you to take bold action towards your health goals. Before we dive in, make sure you follow or subscribe to my show wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Ready? Let's go!
Hey guys, today we're talking about a topic that affects probably most of us listening in some way or another, and that is how your gut health impacts your weight, okay? And before anyone jumps in with like, all sizes matter, like healthy at every size. You know, it's not just about the way our bodies look, right? I think, you know, there's been way too much emphasis put on this as women, especially in pressure for us to live up to some sort of stereotype or image. And, you know, I think that the BMI charts, honestly, that we've been taught forever are not helpful. And I say kind of frequently that, like, generally speaking, your weight is maybe the least interesting fact about you, and I don't put a ton of emphasis on it in my practice. So disclosure is there, but weight is not completely irrelevant either. Everyone wants to lose weight or gain weight. Weight is, you know, very top of mind for most people. And so I really wanted to address it. If you've been around for a hot minute, you probably know at least one person who's been taking, you know, semaglutide, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, one of those types of products to try and help reduce insulin resistance and lose weight. It's so common. And then if you are like targeted on Instagram and Facebook, like I am for supplements, you've probably seen ads for like Nature's GLP-1 and all of that. So we're going to dig into all of that stuff too. But I wanted to just share a few stats with you guys today. So right now, I pulled up a few stats online. 78% of Americans are overweight or obese right now, adult. Okay. And what's really scary is we're seeing this number rise in our kiddos too. So 78% of Americans, adult Americans, are overweight or obese. And 50% of adult Americans have at least one chronic disease. Okay, so some sort of heart disease, diabetes, you know, stuff like that. That's a chronic disease. The U.S. spends, it's estimated by CDC, that the U.S. spends $3.7 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, $3.7 trillion a year in healthcare costs related to these chronic illnesses. You guys, those numbers are staggering. And, you know, what I really care about with this stuff is if you are one of these Americans that is struggling with this chronic diseases, your quality of life is diminished. You are probably in pain. You're probably tired. You're dealing with medication. You're dealing with financial struggles. It's expensive to be sick. And people always complain about how expensive it is to be healthy and to eat healthy food and all of that. I would argue that it's a lot more expensive to be sick. And, you know, I think the cost is much greater too than just financial. I think you're missing out on memories and adventures and all of those things, you know, too, by being sick. And so it's just really important. And so I wanted to have an episode today where we're talking all about, does your gut health impact your weight? And the answer is yes. Shocking. Gut health impacts everything in the body. That's one of the reasons I got into it, is because just addressing gut health can fix so many other issues. It's like if you're wanting to tear down this building of chronic disease, fixing your gut health is like taking a wrecking ball and just like tearing down most of that building just in one fell swoop. And then you can go in with a chisel and hammer and fine tune and adjust anything else that's left standing once you deal with gut health. But it's really important. And I can't remember the statistic off the top of my head. I should have looked it up. But it's something like 50% of Americans are also struggling with chronic digestive symptoms. So it's a high number, you know, of people who are dealing with that. And there are definitely is some overlap there between people who are overweight or obese, dealing with chronic illness, dealing with chronic digestive symptoms. And it's just really not comfortable, right? It's not a life I would want to live. And there are ways that we can change that and shift that. And the answer is not just take a medication and then continue to add new medications to better manage your condition and then take additional medications to offset the side effects of those other medications and all of that. Like, there are other ways. And I hear every day from people who are feeling better, who are healing from these chronic diseases and improving or at least stabilizing and not continuing to get worse. So that is a real possibility for you. Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about who are the different ways, how. So gut microbiome, gut health does impact weight. Yes, check. Studies have shown this. There has been research on this. It's pretty new research. It's emerging research. We don't have all the answers, but we do have some answers, okay? So first of all, we know that different types of bacteria impact people differently. There have been studies that have looked at identical twins, and one was obese or overweight, and one was normal weight, and they looked at their microbiome, and consistently, the obese or overweight people have a microbiome that looks different. There are different things in common with people who are obese and overweight in their microbiome than people who are at a normal weight, okay? Bacteria impact how we're digesting and absorbing different nutrients, carbohydrates, fats, all of that. And so if you have different types of bacteria, you know, you may have an increase in the types of food that you're able to absorb. So you may be actually absorbing more fat, absorbing more carbohydrate, even though you're eating the same amount as somebody else who has a microbiome that has a more healthy profile than what you have. Does that make sense? So even though you can eat the exact same as somebody else, if your microbiome is, you know, slanted toward this overweight, obese microbiome profile, you are going to absorb, digest, and absorb more of those nutrients. And so you see what I'm saying here? Like, even though you're eating the same amount as somebody else who digests and absorbs less, and they're going to gain less weight from eating the exact same thing. How fair is that? Not fair. I know, but we can fix your microbiome. So that's the good news. Second of all, there's a lot of inflammation associated with gut health. You know, anytime that someone has inflammation in their body, I always expect them to also have inflammation in their gut. And this can come from a variety of reasons. Again, a lot of the time it's going to come from an imbalance in your microbiome or, you know, not having enough diversity, all of that. And so whenever that happens, whenever you don't have enough good bacteria and your microbiome is imbalanced, or it's called dysbiosis, or you don't have enough good types, like everything is just low, it really reduces how many short chain fatty acids are produced. So you may have heard of one called butyrate or propionate. These are all types of short chain fatty acids. And these are actually things that your good bacteria make as they break down the food that you eat. And the cool thing about these short chain fatty acids is they're like the building blocks for your healthy gut lining. Okay. Your gut lining has to be healthy. They're like the bouncer at the club that decides who gets into your body and who doesn't. And so if those short chain fatty acids aren't there, the bouncers at the club are off duty and things can get into your body that should not be there. And your body is like, alert, alert, these should not be there. So security inside the club's going crazy trying to find the bad guys. Do you get my like club analogy here? It's the most like relatable thing that I can come up with. And so your immune system basically gets turned on and you have increased inflammation in your gut and also the rest of your body, which can increase risk of chronic disease, can increase general inflammation and weight gain. Like, think about whenever you have a cut on your arm or something, it gets red and kind of swollen, right? That's inflammation. And so if you have these guys circulating all throughout your body, your whole body is just inflamed and irritated and angry and, you know, painful, honestly. So having enough good organisms in your gut, making those short chain fatty acids, keeps your gut lining happy. All of your bouncers are on staff, ready to report for duty and do a great job of keeping things where they need to be. They also can help reduce inflammation by helping to digest phytonutrients or flavonoids, which are a type of phytonutrients. So phytonutrients are special nutrients from plants. They're what a lot of the time gives different plant foods their colors. So the blue and blueberries, the orange and carrots, the green and kale or lettuce, it's these phytonutrients, and they are so powerful. They're really, really powerful antioxidants that help reduce inflammation in our body. But we need our good tummy bugs to help us break them down so that we can then absorb them. So if you don't have the right type of organisms in your gut, you're not breaking down those nutrients, even though you're eating them, you're not able to utilize them all the way. And so again, like you can have an increase in oxidative stress, which is inflammation, basically. And even though you're eating maybe an anti-inflammatory diet, which over time would help change your microbiome as well, but in the beginning, you're maybe not going to see those benefits as much, even if you are eating healthier foods. And then the third way is, you know, if you're not having the right kinds of organisms, there's something called LPS or lipopolysaccharide. And this is actually a toxin that is in certain, you know, types of bacteria cell wall that are not helpful bacteria. And they can actually break down that gut lining, and they can actually impact your mitochondria and how you produce energy. And it can cause actually something called metabolic endotoxemia, where your mitochondria are not producing energy correctly, which affects how many calories you burn, basically. So, and again, it's kind of like a 1-2 punch here. If you have too many of these LPS bacteria, they're normal to be there. But if you have too many of them, you're also probably not having enough of these short chain fatty acid producing bacteria. And so you have a lot of the not great ones and not enough of the, you know, good ones. And so your gut lining isn't able to repair itself because it doesn't have those building blocks, those short chain fatty acids. And you have an increase in the LPS, the lipopolysaccharide, which is actively tearing down your gut lining. Okay. So you have like, it's getting hit from both sides here, basically. And then, you know, there's also been shown certain, you know, bacteria directly impacting insulin resistance. And those are called Acromantia and Bifidobacteria specifically. Those are like the nature's GLP-1 that you may have seen ads for that I talked about at the beginning. Those specific strains are good bacteria. Acromantia actually has been shown people who are cancer patients receiving immunotherapy respond much better to that immunotherapy if they have abundant levels of the good bacteria Acromantia, which also helps with, you know, the insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity and everything too. So those are just two specific strains. Like I said, the research is pretty new on this. So it's still emerging, still coming out as far as like what helps, what doesn't help, what do we need to know here? But those are just a couple of specific examples for you. And then also last, bacteria in your gut can actually control your hunger hormones. And the ones that are beneficial, like for all of the reasons I listed above, tend to help you feel more satisfied faster from food and not get as hungry as fast. And then the ones that are more inflammatory and not as helpful, you're not going to feel as full and satisfied from eating. And maybe you're going to feel more hungry more quickly. So you can see here, there's a few different ways that this microbiome can impact your gut. So you've got different types of bacteria, you know, affecting how much nutrients you're absorbing and digesting. You've got inflammation, either increased inflammation or reduced inflammation in your body, depending on what your microbiome looks like. And then you've also got the control of the hunger hormones from different types of organisms. So those are three different ways that your microbiome is impacting your weight, either for better or for worse. Okay. So if you're not convinced by right now that you need to go take a close look at your gut health, if you're dealing with weight issues, go back and re-listen and do some research on your own too. Don't just ever take my word for it. Like, I want you to use discernment and wisdom, and I want to start a spark in you to go research and learn more and take control of your health. So what do you guys do? What do you need to do with this information to kind of get things back on board? Okay, first of all, sit down and have a heart-to-heart with yourself. Write out, what are your goals? What do you want your life to look like? If you're one of those, you know, 50% of Americans struggling with a chronic disease, you know, what do you want your life to look like? Are you satisfied with how things are right now, or do you really want to change? And really try and spell out what that looks like for you specifically. This is going to keep you motivated as you continue to make those changes in your lifestyle, because most of these things are through lifestyle changes, right? It's changing how we're showing up in this world. So that takes me to the second thing that you can do, is making those lifestyle changes. So eating and diet fit is going to help those good tummy bugs thrive. So rich in fiber, rich in phytonutrients to really encourage that shift. Changing how you're doing other lifestyle things. Are you sleeping well? Are you moving throughout your day? Are you getting exercise? Are you managing your stress well? Are you exposing yourself to a lot of environmental toxins through personal care products and all of that? Start making some shifts. And then third, own the process and enjoy the journey of transformation. Don't be so focused on the end goal that you lose motivation if you can't see results in like 2 days, okay? Really fall in love with the transformation of you becoming this new and improved version of yourself, this more vibrant and more healthy, okay? That is how you really get the lasting results. Go back to that first step where you're really envisioning what you want your life to look like, and hold on to that whenever you're feeling struggle, you know, like you're struggling or feeling frustrated. And then the fourth one is set some boundaries, manage your time, say no more often, and recognize if something is getting worse again, recognize what's shifted that you need to go back and refocus on again to get you back on track. Okay. If all of that sounds great, but feels overwhelming, this is exactly what I help my clients with in my signature 6-month program, Gut Rehab. I would love to talk with you about that. If this is something that you're interested in and feel like you need some help with, follow me over on Instagram. I'm going to drop my handle in the notes below. Send me a message and let's chat. I hope that this episode has been empowering and educational for you guys. I'd love to know what questions you guys have, what you thought, all of that, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I hope you are feeling inspired and empowered to take bold action towards your health goals. If you enjoy what you heard, don't forget to follow my show so you never miss a new episode. And it would mean the world to me if you left me a review so others knew what to expect from my show. Last, get in touch. Let me know what bold action you're taking. Let me know how you're inspired. Follow me on Instagram at the_healthygut_dietitian. I've put a link in my show notes for you so you can simply click and follow. Come say hi. I respond to all my messages and I can't wait to get in touch.